ओम शांति, ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग, गोल्डन मॉर्निंग। गोल्ड speciality of the golden age, the age of truth. What is truth? What is difference between real and truth? Between right, righteous truth and reality. Truth is truth. Truth is eternal. The praise of truth is, truth brings victory. Truth makes you fearless. Truth does not need to prove itself. And real, of course, real is also truth in a sense. All the laws of nature, the beautiful elements of nature, that is truth. But when anything is mixed in it, then it is mixed truth. What it is called, then another name is given. In truth, something is mixed, then another adjective is put which is not real. Especially, for example, in India this is the ghee. Ghee means the purified butter. Very, very rich. When there is only one thing, truth means just once, once and forever. And the power remains forever, because truth does not deteriorate. Truth is forever the same, it doesn't change. Its power remains. But some influence of other thing reduces the energy level, the power, or then more and more falsehood is mixed in it. It becomes harmful. And this is what the state of human beings, of matter, of the world, include the whole world, including nature. So God's praise is Sat Chit Anand. Sat Chit Anand means living truth, sentient truth, which is something which is truthful. The more internally, it's great joy, you feel happy. Truth makes you victorious, and there is victory and happy. And so in truth, when the new mage it made something different, and it's called Dalda, another mix, it may be some different quality of butter, purified butter is mixed in it, then they write it Satcha Ghee, true ghee. The truth does not need to prove it is truth. Mixed then, it means there is something is mixed in it. In order to prove truth, you cannot say, really I speak truth, I am telling you the truth. Is it really at that time? One is telling the truth, does not need to prove truth, and does not to say that I am true. Because truth has its own vibrations, its effects, its energy. The sun is real and it is truth. But then it is, does not prove that I am very powerful. I am light. The light is then showing, it is the sun is rising. The diamond does not say, I have so much value of me. It's others know that this is the valuable thing. When we are experiencing light, we say that it's hot sun or it is cool moon. So truth actually touches. Truth is felt. It is experienced. It is subtlety of truth is that it makes you powerful. And there are some obstacles on the way to become victorious, but the boat of truth shakes but never sinks, because there is the power in it of holding its own energy. And what is the soul? Now, soul and body, what is real, what is truth? What is right, what is unrighteous? For example, in ordinary things, when truth is connected, it is connected with the eternal energy of the soul and also the energy of matter. But in other ordinary things, it is not that false or wrong or truth. If you are coming from this door, you would say, I had come from the front. I entered from the front door. I came in the class from the back side. This is not false. This is not that we can say it's wrong. It is how it is recognized and it is known. It is something connected with the eternal truth, which actually is the power. You call this mic, it's a mic, loudspeaker, it's loudspeaker, it's right, it's not wrong. The right word, right thing. As it is functioning, the name is given, but it is also given the name because something is doing, that's why the name is given. Loudspeaker, you are speaking through this and voice is coming to you from a distance. Television, you are hearing something, it is telling you something, but at the same time you are watching it, you are seeing it. But then, the picture in it that you see, is it real? Of course. You say, yes, it's real. But real, you can touch it. Real, you can feel it. Now, you are watching a television. And you say, well, I met this person. You met this person, you saw this person on the television. Right? Oh, I communicated, certainly. Sound can be said. But then you really met the person or not? You met the image of the person. So it is truth, and yet it is not really. It's real, but it is not the truth, because you did not actually meet the person. You meet the replica of that, the photo of that person. And then, it's sitting in front of me. It can be sitting thousands of miles away and sitting in front of me. So it is what is real, what is truth. The person is living far beyond. But yes, it's real that you are able to see it. And so in this way, when anything, matter, influences, then something real also looks real. But it is not real. It's true, but it is not truth. In the same way, this body and soul, working together very beautifully. So what is truth? Body is truth? Or the soul is truth? What would you say? Soul is truth, and body is not true? Why it is not true? It's real. It's not the statue, right? But then it is actually the truth of nature, wonder of nature, right? But then still, because truth never changes, body changes. In this aspect, it is today the one is child, tomorrow is adolescent, tomorrow is youth, After tomorrow he is old, and then it is very old and died. Who died? Who died? Body or the soul? So it was there, but it does not remain. But the truth remains forever, and its power also remains. So the Supreme Soul is telling us the truth of life is the life itself, the living energy. And then the truth is that only one in this eternal universe, beyond the universe, is all-powerful, almighty. And that is truth, that remains truth, that all the time, and then in that context, the soul itself, as it is the children, we are children of the Supreme Soul, the living energy is truth. But the influence of body, consciousness, influence of matter, because matter has the tendency to immediately absorb the influence of others and changes its reality and its truth or its power, or empowers itself by holding or taking the influence of others. For example, there is cool water. Water, nature is cool. And then it is passing through cool, and it comes in contact with water. You put in a pan the water, it has become now hot. It absorbs the heat of this water, of fire. Now it is the real nature of water, which was coolness, is not cool anymore. It is burning you. The air is fresh, but as it is passing through nearby this ocean, cool, fresh. Right? It is passing through the garden, it's fragrant. It is passing through this area which is very polluted, it's bad smell. Air is the same. Though it's real, it's natural, it is true, but when false is mixed in it, then even you are real and true, you are not truth anymore. Because you are not in reality. And this is what Baba says, that you were actually real beings. I am establishing again the age of truth, bringing again the age of truth, the age of reality. And when the age of reality and truth is there, there is power, there's no fear, fearlessness. And the main thing is the inner happiness and inner joy will be there. And that will be for a long period of time. Temporary, artificial things. It brings happiness. It of course gives joy, but it is not permanent. So body is not permanent. The soul is eternal and immortal. The body is mortal. In this way, though it is real, it is not a statue. It's real, but it does not have the truth of life. We say whole my life, but is my life my body or it is the life the soul? We speak right words, my life, throughout whole my life. I lived this. So life is soul or life is body? It is the age of this life. But when the living energy is gone, the life is finished. So this light, the truth is that light make it seem living. Light makes it feel it is living. But in fact, it is not truth. And then we become so conscious of this body that gradually we begin to get the influence of this. Either we become possessive or we become misusing it. So gradually the soul itself, which is truth, righteous, becomes unrighteous. And then the something which is, because soul is really true, be peaceful and loveful, powerful. Anything which is not pure, not pure, powerful, it affects immediately. And then it brings sorrow. And then if I am keeping that wrong thing which has caused sorrow in me, then in fact it is not the truth. Truth makes you happy. What made you sad? Something which was negative. And I, the soul, am truth, and I am holding the falsehood in myself. What will happen? I am also losing my power. So, if generally what we say that I am telling you truth, this thing happened, this, that thing, that this person said this, this person's behavior was this. So it, my feeling made me sad, because I at that time, seeing it and watching it, hearing it in the consciousness of what? The truth, soul or the body? The soul is actually in soul consciousness, immune. And the soul is not, it gets influenced, but in originally it is influence-proof. But we don't keep it influence-proof because we don't wear that consciousness. And when we forget this consciousness, and then we begin to suffer, and we cause sorrow ourselves. We say, this person has been causing me sorrow since 20 years, since 50 years. Is person with you? No, living somewhere very far. But how is causing you sorrow? How is causing me sorrow? Because that false thing, which was not righteous, that hurt me, no? Good thing does not hurt you. Good things always gives you happiness. And so wrong things are actually not the truth of the soul. It is the truth of consciousness of our body that we begin to make it artificial show that I am good, I am powerful, I am constructive, but internally we are doing destructive task because of ignorance, of not knowing what is truth. And then we prove that I am true. But truth does not need to be proved. Truth itself is truth. Reality is impartial. And so when I, the soul, am speaking of the sorrow that that person gave me, sorrow, that person did not cause me sorrow. Okay, whatever their negative was, I took it as hurting myself. I took it, this was insult for me, this was defamation, this was false, this was wrong. I am speaking truth, but am I holding truth? Something which was false, something which was rubbish, something which was not reality, and I am making it reality again and again. The person hurt me one time, and it was really knife that caused pain in me, hurt me. And I am using the same knife 20 times, 30 times, 40 times, repeating again and again. Who is causing me sorrow? What is true? I tell you truth. This person caused me so much sorrow for so many years. Is this truth that person causes 20 years sorrow? That person caused only one time sorrow, or maybe two times sorrow. And I made it 50 times sorrow, repeating again and again. Not to myself I take sorrow, but when I repeat it, that falsehood is giving sorrow to others as well. It's causing disturbance. It creates then violence. It creates corruption. So gradually the world becomes totally the world of falsehood. And it is suffering, deception, and we lose our inner power. So truth means the original qualities of the self, and in order to recognize the truth, I need to become introverted. The power to inspect myself, introspection, inner inspection of myself. But when I'm pointing out to others, what is it is telling me? My matter, my body itself is telling me, hey, you are putting the finger on, pointing the finger there. But what your consciousness, this thumb is telling, your identity is telling, your righteous consciousness is telling, look it, three things, three fingers are pointing up to you. So check three times more. Is what is actually at that attitude of my mind? How my intellect is analyzing it? And how I am realizing it and putting into practice? Allowing myself to be influenced. And so then when I am inner inspection is there, then I am not losing my truth. I am holding my truth. If it was wrong, I recognize it is wrong, it doesn't belong to me. It was bad, I throw it away. Why should I keep bad? I stay in my self-respect. So the original powers of the soul is the power of truth. Truth is not anything gross, it is the subtle. So all the powers in the soul, either it is in wisdom, purity, peace, love, bliss, benevolence, mercy, forgiveness, let go. These are the powers. This is the truth in the soul. But we hold falsehood long time and practice truth this time. So result is we begin to express ourselves like a statue of superficial thing, something else is moving us. So real reality is original qualities of myself. Then it becomes life. Matter also becomes living truth. Soul becomes living truth. And the influence of other negative does not exist anymore. That means an influence does not exist anymore. So today Baba is saying, only one God is truth. God is truth. And have I all connection with the truth? When my connection with truth is, then my relationship is true. My trust, faith is true. My activity is also true, which gives the power to others as well. So because all God is almighty, our every action is inspiring. Okay, as the time is telling me I should stop now.